Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Thursday, December 17th. My name is Karen, and this is the Karen Caring Moments podcast for unifiedcaring.org. Now, today I really am excited because I have two of my favorites with us this morning. We have April and we have Lydia joining in the phone call. And today we are going to discuss some really cool member perks, like the homeschooling benefits page. And then we're going to talk about a really cool gift idea, survival of distance learning. Not surviving distance learning, but survival of it. And I think that that is an important thing, along with some really spectacular information of a membership sale that we have going on right now. So welcome, April. Welcome, Lydia. I'm so excited you are both here this morning. Well, you know, it's funny. Not a show with Karen unless we're having a technical glitch, so.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm so glad I can laugh at myself. Holy wow. All right, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So what do we want to dig in first? We want to talk about the homeschooling benefits, the page that UCA has up. Who would like to talk about that?
We can kind of dive into the homeschooling section, Karen, first, if you'd like.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the team and I, we really wanted to get together. It's you know, we're still in COVID times and the pandemic, and, you know, parents are having to stay at home with their children. It's homeschooling. Parents are just learning how to adjust to all of this, the distant learning, Google Meets, everything that's going on in that sense. And so UCA and the team came together and we wanted to provide tools and resources and apps so these parents and kids can learn from each other how to do distance learning from home. And
great.
So, yeah, and so we kind of started with the essentials. And the essentials is coming up with supplies needed. So it's important to have that workspace school area, but have it in the comfort of your own home. So it's a matter of creating the space, making sure that, you know, kids have all their electronic devices that they need, that they got their table set up, that they have all their arts and crafts, they have their books, you're basically kind of remodeling their room or remodeling a work area to have it be school friendly. And so starting off is homeschooling supplies needed to be successful. So it helps them to create a great learning environment at home. So it's, like I said, it's getting all the supplies, storage containers, everything that they need to get set up.
Great.
And in that, Lydia, I'd like for you to talk about this. This is the distance learning survival kit, too, that we have.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So this is funny story, kind of how this came about was during the first shutdown we had here in California, the initial one back in March. And I was just trying to figure out how to just kind of make it into the office sometimes because luckily, you know, we have some flexibility and I was able to work at home while my kids weren't in school. And so I was trying to figure out how to come into the office, and I ended up going into the office with my son. So, I mean, this is great. You know,
great.
I was really excited about this ability to do this, and I know that's not something everybody has, so I feel really grateful for that. But the funny thing was I was trying to, you know, sit downstairs in our store area and just do some work on my computer, and my son comes out with this book that he grabbed from the inventory called Pause Power. And so I took a break, I took a pause, and we sat down and read it. And from that, I just was inspired by my son and just the whole situation. And I selected some items from our store that I thought would not help people academically right now, but to help them survive this whole distance learning thing we're dealing. So in
right,
the,
surviving
in the kit
survival,
is,
right?
yeah. To be honest, personally, like I feel like this should be at least from official viewpoint, this should be treated more like an emergency situation instead of like, well, we're still going to try to do regular school of accountability and all that. It's a lot of pressure on kids to try to get things done at home, so.
Right.
I feel like this kit could just, it's just to lighten things up, lighten your load a little bit. There's a, like I said, the Pause Power book, which is a Boys Town Press book, and my son loves those books. It's a kid geared for kids. It's a book geared for kids, and it's just really thoughtful the way it kind of helps. It helps kids to pause before they get angry and like throw something or whatever it is, to just take a breath. There's different tools. It's really explicit about how to use the power of pause. And that's what I like about Boys Town Press books, is that they're explicit. And my son likes that too. So in addition to that, we have the 1 minute gratitude journal, which I think is really important for parents right now, because it's very easy to, or kids, or as a family, to get caught up in just like the daily, just the daily kind of grind. I mean, at first when everything shut down, I feel like we were kind of relieved. Oh, we don't have to go to school, we don't have to go to work, but then life keeps going on and there is still demands, and it is almost more stressful in some ways to not be able to go places. And that's, I think a lot of people have realized that. So it's not like it's just things are different. It's the same thing in a different way. So it's really important to just pause and have a moment for gratitude, which,
I know a lot about. Pause, right? No, I think that pause is probably one of the best tools that parents can teach their children when they're young, you know, how to deal with frustration and before, you know, learning what it is, you know, what sets us off, and before that we're just totally like, you know, in a fit to just breathe for a moment. And I think that that's huge for kids. I think the future is if more parents, you know, taught their children this, and what a amazing place we would be in, right?
Right. I mean, and it's a really, like I said, just matter of fact, explicit thing. It's, you know, as a family, you might have your own spiritual or meditation practice. You might pray and have a moment to pause there. But this is something that's just matter of fact and like straight to the point. Pause. It's very explicit and gives the kids tools in a really clear
great
way. So it's just a skill.
Those are
and
great,
like,
life lessons.
I feel like, you know, you're going, even kids are told to concentrate, you know, concentrate, do your work. And like, when you think about it, do kids actually ever learn what that means, like to focus, to concentrate? Are they ever taught those things? or they just expected to know what the heck you mean when you say focus, you know? So it's these little things that are not explicitly taught that a lot of kids might not pick up through social or implicit cues. They need to be taught explicitly. What does it mean to pause? What does it mean to focus? And those are definitely skills that that are just expected for kids to pick up. They just expected to know them. And it's not always the case. So I think that's the
you're
the
so right about
book
that.
Is a really good one.
Yeah, because
thanks.
How do
yeah.
we ever how do we ever learn that when you think about it? I mean, that's a great observation.
Yeah, some people learn it, like I said, through social cues and watching other kids or watching their teacher and just seeing what it's like. But they don't. Some kids really don't learn it that way. Some kids need to, like, be taught, literally. This is how you pause. You take a breath. One, two, three. Take
right.
a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, everything
so,
looks so
also,
much clearer after that, doesn't it? And that's a great tool for kids, I think. Great
yeah.
tool. Because,
think,
you know, we're handed
so
much as kids that we never know how to deal with anyway. And we just wind up stuffing it down until we're old enough and decide, you know, that something isn't quite right. And the sooner that we learn how to deal with that, the sooner we can get on with knowing what isn't quite right and fixing it along the way, rather than having a full-blown crisis as an adult.
And I feel like, you know, if we have a theme for this year, it is a pause and how to deal with the pause, even if it's not the most productive pause or, you know, with these shutdowns, some people are really suffering from it and their businesses and schools are shut down. But there's a lot of negative things to focus on. But if we can take a moment and look at a silver lining of that pause, the whole world is going through a pause to step back and reevaluate the way we've been doing things. I mean, the idea of a pause is just so powerful, and to use that tool in your family to survive these times, to survive this distance learning,
right?
emergency distance learning. It's really important because this isn't normal school. This isn't what I would consider school at all. It's an emergency measure, and I think if people can see it that way, they can see that they're surviving it, and they need tools like pause power or the Sun Buddies, that the Sun Buddy emotional support tools that are in that kit, which we've been distributing to help kids throughout this time to a lot of different organizations. So, you know, I think it's those things that are really going to help us get through it. Because we are getting through something difficult. This isn't a new normal. This is a difficult situation. Let's just face it, you know.
I agree. I don't think this is a new normal. I do. I agree that this is a emergency situation. And if you look at it a little bit differently, you know, I think you are very wise in that we can all see the greatness in the pause rather than focusing on the horror that's playing out, you know. I think that's really great. Now, we were also going to, I think you were going to share some information on how distance learning is going with you, because you're doing that full-time as well as working. Now, you are,
yeah.
are you situated currently at home, or do you still take your son into the office with you? How is the distance learning going so far this first quarter?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking.
Or semester. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you asking. It's a lot to answer, but I'll start with saying it's not really working. If I focus on what the schools are doing or the state is doing as far as required instruction minutes online, my daughter was having, she's 15 and she was having like 3 or 4 Zoom meetings a day. And it just wasn't working. There's just more and more assignments. She was falling behind. I pulled her out of the high school and put her into an independent study program through a charter school, which has a lot more flexibility, and she can still earn credit, and for going to college, and there's just a lot more options for her, and I can be more involved in the curriculum and more involved in how we tailor it to suit her. I felt like the high school that she was going to, the regular public high school here, was just it was just too much. Just too much work, too much meetings, and it was difficult even without distance learning for her. So it was a good opportunity to kind of just rearrange things for her. It
I
is more responsibility
fabulous,
for me.
Actually. Right.
Yeah, it's a little more
right,
responsibility
with the,
for
with
me.
The,
but at the same,
with the state school mm-hmm. program, it was more for you, or this is the charter school is better?
It's better. It takes a little bit more effort on my part, but because I am primarily responsible for her education, along with her teacher, her EF. But I know what's going on more. They are the charter school has been doing this kind of independent study programs a lot longer. This is something they've been doing, so they have more experience with how to make it work without a million Zoom meetings a day. I just think Zoom is
right.
way overblown. Google Meets is way overblown. My son, he has an IEP, which is an individualized education plan. So we have a lot of flexibility with his curriculum. But I make sure he gets on his Google Meets every morning. Usually it's only for like 15 minutes, maybe longer. And then do watch the school bulletin, which is on YouTube, and get some work done. Try to do the math programs that they have online, which I'm not sure exactly what's working, but we're trying our best. I was offered to let him go in person. His dad is uncomfortable with that at this point, and we're divorced, so I have to respect that, and I'm trying to kind of help him understand that maybe it's time to let go of that fear a little bit and let him go into school in person. He's there doing small learning hubs. So hopefully we'll see on the same page with that, because it's really helpful for my son to be in person a little bit. But, I'm just trying
right.
my best to work and also juggle all this. I like being more involved. It's just hard doing it myself, all of myself.
Well, I can truly empathize with that. I think everybody, not to diminish anything at all, because I know it is difficult when you are a single parent with two kids and at different areas in school as well as trying to work. I mean, I've been there. I do have complete 100% empathy for that situation. But it is something the what's happening nationwide is it threw everybody for a loop. Last year school shut down across the country in March,
mm-hmm.
and it was high school students. They need that interaction. Kids need interaction with one another, I personally think. And
yeah.
I watched all the kids that I knew that had to go last year. Our school did everything, just put it all online. And so there was no teacher
mm-hmm.
to help you with anything. So a lot of kids had a very difficult time. Both my son and my international student had a really difficult time with it last year, because they were just kind of, flying out in the wind, trying to get any kind of help when they could. And, and it was difficult for the teachers too, not just the kids. And the kids so need that social interaction. They truly do. Now, this year, our schools are open. They have...
Ours were this year.
Yeah, and they have to wear a mask.
They were open and they closed again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they? Yeah, no, ours are open still.
Yeah.
One of my neighbor's kids came home at Thanksgiving from college, and her college is now shut down for the rest of the year for COVID. So she's, mm-hmm. you know, her first away from home experience. She winds up back at home at Thanksgiving 2 months
yeah.
after leaving, you know. So, you know, and
yeah.
she also didn't get the graduation ceremony last year. And I mean, a lot of
yeah.
that, those rites of passage, kids
mm-hmm. that's,
need
that's true.
That. You know, those are all
yeah.
achievable, incredible memories. And
yeah.
and your sports teams and everything else. And so it is, it's weird. And I don't know how anybody can be expected. I truly don't understand how anybody can be expected to just say, okay, well, you know, this is it. This is what we're going to do, because it's so different for everybody day to day.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people, you know, are, you know, we're now back in phase three. So we'll see what happens after Christmas break, if they ever go back to school. But we're now back in phase three lockdown. And
yeah.
so we'll see. But I do have one, my son is in school. And my international student opted to do remote. So, but this year they're all on Google Classroom, you know, so
yeah.
he sits in front of his computer all day. But, you know, it's also kids get up and they walk around, they go, they change classes, you know, mine are in high
mm-hmm.
school. But even when they were in grade school, they didn't sit like I did through grade school with one teacher. They just like in the grade schools, just like high school, filed in and out of classrooms
yeah.
and a teacher for different subjects, right? So
yeah.
Their whole elementary school was a high school experiment. And so, but this year, you know, they have it split into two different days, and I have the worst time keeping track of A days and B days. Because now they have classes one day. Yeah, they have three classes one day and three classes the next day. But they're 90-minute classes, so they're still getting the same amount of time, hours in during the week. But they're spending more time in a class on a daily basis. So, like, you have math today and then law tomorrow, right? And so you don't have law
yeah.
every day. You don't have math every day. I mean, it's just weird. To me, I can't even grasp.
it is
it's
difficult,
just, it's
and I think a lot of people are just frustrated with the schedules and then how everything changes. I know since the beginning of the year, our schedule has changed up four times, and you know, we used to depend on that same schedule year after year. you know, summer was different, but year after year, you have the same schedule, and now in 1 year, it's changed for us four times. I'm just over it. I'm going to do what works
right.
for my family, and I'm going to use the system as it can support me, but I'm not going to adhere to it if it's not supporting what I'm doing or my family's doing, because, like, that's the theme right now, is you got to do what works for you and your family and your little unit and try to keep intact what cultural traditions you can right now
right.
or whatever your traditions are, because it's really difficult to do that in small units. You know, we're used to being in communities, and I feel like we just don't have that this year, you know. It's sad.
Right.
It's difficult.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And now they're canceling all the holidays, and that just makes me so sad, right?
And
yeah.
But,
you know, but we don't want to be sad right now. So, you
I
know,
think
I,
we can
I,
cancel
I feel for you,
the
darling.
Holidays.
You know, I do. I feel for you 100%. And if
well,
there's anything that
too.
I can
so
do,
for a lot
always
of Americans.
Feel free. Yeah, right? Just, you know, feel free
well,
to reach out. And anything I can do to help, I'm always available. Trust me. I will do whatever I can to help
Aww.
You. I know it is. It is difficult. And, of course, you and I live miles apart, but, you know, we can always Zoom meet.
Oh, my God. No. I'd rather have a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Zoom.
Right? I know. Yay. Right. Now, so, you know, I had a friend of my son last year when she did finish, you know, at home last year. But this year her parents decided that she would not do her junior and senior year in high school. They enrolled mm-hmm. her in the community college and so that she'll take her GED when her class graduates, but when her class graduates high school, she'll be graduating with an associate's degree. So
That's really cool. I need to know how you did that, because here in California, we can't get GEDs until 18, but I know you, and so you can't really take courses for credit, college credit, but I did think of that option. Maybe there's some loophole that we can talk about, because
that's really cool.
Well,
you know, here your class just has to graduate in order for you to take your GED. So, you know, when they graduate
so
in 20.
So still take credited classes? Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep, she still gets
full
credit. And then she takes her GED. Once she takes her GED and passes, then she gets her, then she takes her other tests and passes and gets her degree. So actually two of my son's friends are doing that.
Huh.
Yeah. So
that's
it's,
cool.
You know.
We'll have to get on the phone together about that one.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Every little bit helps, you know. And you know, now I just want to switch gears just for a little bit, because we've got about 3 minutes left. And there is probably the most incredible gift of all time available for everybody, at unifiedcaring.org. And it is this spectacular sales event on lifetime memberships. April, do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Yeah, so, you know, UCA just thought it'd be a great idea to kick off the end of this year. Everybody around the world's been through some really challenging times, and we just decided we are going to gift memberships, and it is normally a $99 value for a lifetime, or $15 a month, but you can get it now for just $1. $1 can give you the gift of caring to someone else. That could really get it. You can be part of the UCA team, be a part of the custodians of the caring movement, and have tools and resources for everything that you need to live your caring lifestyle.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what I love is I'm a member, but I've been a member for a little more than a year. There are so many great things when you log into your dashboard. You know,
right.
You can view your membership invoices. You can contact the staff. You can access your health plan. You can always shop, and I love shopping. There's a positive news that's out there, so we're not getting caught in the day-to-day of all of the other stuff.
Right.
And then I love, what I absolutely love is the quote of the day. And
yes.
Today's quote is, revealing heaven on earth requires the unraveling of our thoughts. Isn't that perfect?
Yep. It's perfect. It's perfect
yes.
for this time and getting into the holidays and everything. I agree.
I love that.
Right. Now, yeah, but there's also a great thing for savings. There's Caring Community Store. There's the online shopping discount, Six Flag discount tickets, car rental, pod moving in storage, easy auto loan, eyeglasses, pets. Great stuff for seniors. Great stuff for children. Tons of stuff for health and self-care. And you have 24-hour counseling hotline. You have meditation, audio and video, self-assessment tool, midlife, no crisis, fitness, nutrition. So many benefits. $1 for a lifetime membership. I think that's great. Ladies, I would love to have you back
we would
soon.
Love
I think
to
we're
that.
Doing... I think, you know what, babes, I think we are going to be doing something on New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve day.
Okay.
No, that's a lie. Yeah, New Year's Eve day. Duh.
It's a lie.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're all going to get together again on New Year's Eve day and talk about our what we intend for 2021 as we ring in a new year together. Keep our energy tight
it.
And send it all out. to everybody. Thank you again so much, ladies, for your time today. I love you both.
Thank you.
Lydia, please keep in touch with me with anything that you need. I'll do whatever I can to help you. April, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for that new little one. I can't wait.
Yes.
All right, ladies, enjoy your day. Much love to you both, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you.
All
bye.
Right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Good night.